It's now 7 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the program, ready to take your calls at 888-553-7536. What did you say?
I said good day to everybody.
How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? What happens on this program? Ken goes through a lot of the medical news of the week, things that you may or may not have heard about that affect your health and well-being. Most importantly, though, you stick around to get information that will help you. All of the various people listening around the country have often questions about their health. Maybe there's somebody in their life. It's just you're acting as sort of a coordinator of health information for somebody. It doesn't make any difference. Call with the problem and your question, and please be upfront. We don't need your life history. What we need is for you to think about what it is that you'd like to get Dr. Ken to help you with. Just tell us a little of the story and then ask your question, and Ken will get right to you at 888-553-7536. And as Ken always likes to say, you get in here and you get on the air early. What is it, call early? And remember the old voting thing from Chicago, vote early and often.
And only once.
Yeah, in this circumstance, we only want to hear from you once. Yeah, you can follow up later on, but we want to hear from you once. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken is a well-known and eminent, some would say, cardiologist, practices in Orlando. A lot of people like to, because they hear him and they think, wow, this guy's kind of cool. I'd like to have a consult with him because there are things going on with my heart and cardiovascular system that I want to get checked out. So you can call his office at 800 Lake Cardio, and one of his many intelligent staffers will handle getting you signed up to see him. 800 Lake Cardio is his office number. His office on the weekend is right here, and it's 888-553-7536. The flesh-eating disease. Is this woman in Georgia going to make it or not, Ken?
Well, she's going to make it, but she's not going to be totally intact. She's going to lose some of her arms and legs. It's a sad but hopeful situation. It could be a lot worse. Amy Copeland, a very courageous 24-year-old Georgia student, she has lost her leg to a rare, fortunately rare, flesh-eating infection after a zipline injury, Doug, and remains in intensive care at an Augusta, Georgia hospital, relying on a ventilator to breathe. Copeland beat the odds by surviving this flesh-eating aromatous. That's the name of the bacteria infection. It carries a fatality rate up to 60%.
Wow.
The key thing about Amy Copeland is that she also has lupus, and usually these flesh-eating infections, staph is a common bacteria that causes this. Usually people have something wrong with their immune system. She has lupus. Lupus is an unfortunately too common problem that actually exists because the immune system, which is around to protect us from foreign bodies and bugs, actually attacks most of the body, thinking that most of the body is a foreign body, and starts destroying the body. And when you have lupus, you go on medication to suppress your immune system. It's the only way you can survive a long life. So that's the yin-yang of medicine. You have to suppress, the doctors have to suppress the immune system with drugs so the lupus doesn't end one's life. And then it opens up the possibility of succumbing to these flesh-eating bacteria, and you just have to be a little cautious with your life. And Amy Copeland has lived life to its fullest, and unfortunately is now paying the price, and we wish her the best, and I think she's going to pull through and make it.
I hope so. 888-553-7536. DrKenShow.com is a good place to send email. Ken, Dr. Ken at DrKenShow.com. You can send me email if you want. 888-553-7536 is the phone number that we are using and embracing. By the way, my email address is Doug@DougSteffen.com. Karen is in Ocala, Florida, with the first issue to be discussed firsthand. Go ahead, Karen. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, sir. Yes, yesterday evening I heard on the radio, and that they had, the Center for Disease Control has made a national alert for hepatitis C affecting the baby boomers. And I was wondering what brought them to make this alert publicized.
Karen, I am so glad you brought this up, because I always, as if you're a regular listener, know I just keep really much, very much aware and up to date of everything that's going on in the medical journals, the medical news. And I didn't even put this item on the my list of topics that I was going to talk about, but I'm so glad you brought this up, because I was a little frustrated by this story and I didn't want to confuse the listeners, but you brought it up and I'm actually glad you did. Correct, and I can hear the concern and questioning in your voice as a fellow baby boomer, because the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, this week announced that all baby boomers, and this is essentially everybody born between 1945 and 1965, should be tested for hepatitis C. Now, right now, and fortunately this recommendation hasn't been yet approved. If you read the CDC, you know, they kind of are couching it by saying they're thinking about this decision, because the way, you know, the way government operates, they release a trial balloon to see if everybody's going to complain and push back. And if they do, then they say, oh, we were just thinking about it. But if they don't get much pushback, believe me, in the next week or two, it's going to be the rules. And what they're recommending is that all of us who were born during that period of time get checked for hepatitis C. The issue is, currently the recommendation to the physicians is to check anybody who received a blood transfusion before 1992, because after 1992, fortunately, we came up with a test where we can check the blood for this virus, the hepatitis C virus, which is different than the hepatitis A to Z virus. There's almost a hepatitis virus with every alphabet of the, every letter of the alphabet. But hepatitis C is transmitted through blood transfusions. The other common way that people get hepatitis C is by doing IV drugs with dirty needles. So currently the recommendation is to test if you had a blood transfusion during before 1992, or if you used IV drugs inappropriately, illegally, dirty needles. But right now the CDC thinks that you know, that the patients are not going to be truthful with their doctors, or they're not going to remember, or they're going to be confused. So because the patients aren't going to be truthful with us doctors, or they can't remember, they're going to be confused, we just need to test everybody. Now, you know, I'm a baby boomer. I can tell you that I didn't get a transfusion before 1992 with blood, and I'll tell you on national radio, I didn't use IV illicit drugs or any illicit drugs. And so should I be tested?
That's a question for Karen, but apparently Karen is not able.
I just was wondering why they designated that group. And it can't be sexually transmitted also.
Well, it can be, and that is correct. So, but they're recommending, because they feel that there's a lot of cases that are not being made aware of and not being diagnosed, and this can be a deadly disease. And fortunately, it's a treatable disease if it's caught early. About 75% of people, if treated early, can actually be helped quite a bit, maybe even cured of it.
All right, ma'am, thank you for your call. 888-553-7536. Here's Nana in Texas. You're on next with Dr. Ken. Hi, ma'am.
Hi. Hello, doctor. How are you?
Hi, Nana. How's everything in Texas?
Oh, it's bright and shiny and sunny, except for the spiders.
Spiders.
I think they're out to play, too. I have a question about spider bites. I work in the garden a lot these last years, and also, too, with, you know, 2 years ago I was bitten by mosquitoes, and I started using lavender oil.
Well, you must have sweet blood.
I think I do. Thank you. But anyway, you know, what alarmed me was that in January in Texas, you know, it's warm here, and I thought, well, I'm going to get ahead of spring and clean up. Well, this spider, it was a wolf spider, bit me.
Wait, tell me again, what kind of spider?
A wolf spider.
A wolf spider. Doug, have you ever heard of wolf spiders?
Never heard of a wolf spider.
Yeah, they're these little hairy spiders. They brown.
Really?
They're tiny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that little sucker, I guess, was vicious. It bit me in my on my thigh, and it just swole up. And I thought, like, you know, sometimes you get spider bites when you're wherever you're at, you know. And
yeah, I'm looking at these. These are ugly-looking spiders.
They surely are. They are. They howl.
And they're quite toxic.
I swole up, nasty. And so I called in because I know about the Lecluse and all, but it wasn't a Lecluse. It didn't eat through my skin, but it did swell me up, and then it started to spread. So I went to my holistic doctor, and he used some moxie and just kind of burned it around it to stop it. And then I got the antibiotics and took it, too, as well. But what do you really do? I mean, there's stuff on the market like lavender oil, which I've been using, but it didn't work. So an arnica, it's a Mexican product, and it's like a Vaseline that you can put on there, too. But
so,
basically, what do you do when you are bitten like that?
Have you had a... it depends on the spider bite.
Mm-hmm.
And... have you had breakdown of the skin, what we call necrosis, actually skin death from this?
Well, let me look. No, well, actually, just a little bit, but you can still see it's like a brown spot, but it didn't tear my skin apart, you know? So it's just a tiny little brown spot. It's like a sun fleck or something that you've been in the sun for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And but absolutely nothing.
Because some of the bites, like black widow spiders, there's a special anti-venom.
Right.
For brown recluse spiders, we give a certain drug called Dapsone. For the kind of spider that you're describing, in fact...
Harmless.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. It's a harmless...
Exactly.
They're harmless. They're
it's usually a harmless bite. It has a venom, and usually it's not toxic to humans. But if you are... I mean, it would... If it's bothering you enough to call me, I would get a doctor to look at it to make sure there's no infection, to make sure there's no ulcerated, necrotic skin that needs to be so-called debrided, cut away so it doesn't become a source of infection. That's what I would do.
And do you know any natural remedies, for example, because this happened in January, but we have summer now, and I'm in the garden all the time.
I wouldn't pull my own teeth. If this happened in January, let a doctor take a look at this, okay?
Yeah, and arnica is not bad, ingesting it. There are creams like Fermil and things. You might want to put that on if you're a homeopathic sort. 888-553-7536. As we continue taking your calls on the weekend, the office is open. Dr. Ken is the doctor in charge on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide. But talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see Cintas trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With Cintas trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Five five three 7536. Your calls for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here to talk about anything and everything that has to do with your medical history and your medical problems. Please, as I said, maybe you could try to spend a minute at the most telling us your story, and then allow us a minute or so to answer your question. Georgia is in Rome, New York. You're on the air, ma'am, with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Yes, Dr. Ken. I'm considering getting the shingles vaccine, and I know a couple weeks ago you were talking about it, but I missed the tail end. I only caught the tail end of it. Could you please give me more information and your opinion of it?
Sure. This is called Zostavax. And shingles, or herpes zoster, is a unique kind of problem because almost all of us have been exposed to chicken pox unless we had the vaccine. But you and I are too old to have had the varicella or chicken pox vaccine. So we all got chicken pox as kids, didn't you, Georgia?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so did I. And that virus cleared, we thought. We could see on the surface of our skin all those pock marks leave, but the vaccine actually falls asleep, goes dormant inside the nerve cells in our body. And then 40, 50, 60 years later, for some odd reason, which we don't quite understand, gets reactivated and appears as shingles or herpes zoster. It often occurs at a time when our immune system is not working as well as it should. So maybe there's a huge stress, emotional or physical, in our body. There's another illness, and it appears, and it's an extremely painful, blistery rash that appears on our skin. It travels in what we call a dermatome. This is a nerve distribution, and it can appear as a heart attack. I've had patients complain of chest pain, thinking they're having a heart attack, and you open up and look at their chest, and lo and behold, we discover they have this blistery rash. And one of the nice ways to prevent this is with the shingles vaccine, Zostavax, and it's been approved by the FDA for adults aged 50 and older. And what is recommended currently by most medical circles, the standard of care is to offer it to all adults aged 60 and older to get this. And when I turn 60, I have to tell you, I'm going to think very, very strongly about having this. The other thing is, if you've already had herpes zoster, You should also consider the vaccine, because it can help to decrease the likelihood of having another case of this. It's not 100% effective, but it is quite effective.
Okay. I appreciate your opinion.
All right,
man.
Nice to speak with you. Thanks for calling.
Take good care. 888-553-7536. How would you like to find a skin care cream that works for you? Dr. Ken has an idea on a skincare cream, something that's new. Make sure that when you're putting on the skincare, maybe my advice would be you don't want to risk a lot of irritation. So what's the product that you think is pretty good for skincare, these spots that people seem to be so concerned about, Ken?
Well, Doug, age spots and brown spots and heaven forbid liver spots, they are a nightmare for any of us. Those ugly spots, they can be a constant source of embarrassment, and all those greasy cover-ups are just not the answer. Chamonix, the makers of our most popular anti-wrinkle treatment, Esotique, has a new product called Brilliance. It has three breakthrough ingredients proven to lighten age spots, liver spots, and overall pigmentation. Brilliance, it'll brighten your skin and beautifully even your skin tones.
I was talking to a French person this week who knew this product. They call it Chamonix. I didn't know that, but shall we do the French?
Sounds good to
Chamonix.
Me.
Chamonix. Anyway, Brilliance by Chamonix will brighten and beautifully even your skin tones. So be finished with all those embarrassing brown age spots on your face, your neck, your hands. Call now. The only way to get Brilliance is to order from the manufacturer. It's a free, a risk-free offer. 800-555-5555. 800-555-5555. Stop searching. Let the folks do that make Brilliance do the hard part by providing you the most effective product that you can buy, leaving you with the most beautiful skin you could ask for. Call now for Brilliance by Chamonix. 800-555-5555.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Weekend 888-553-7536. A busy weekend, a lot of great weather around the country, people enjoying that. Springtime in America, very cool. So make sure, I don't mean cool weather wise well, it's cool because the weather's so good. I guess that's it. We all enjoy life better when the weather is good, Ken. And we all seem to have a better mental outlook. And when you have a better mental outlook, oftentimes you're better physically. Don't you find? We always talk about the mind-body connection. And it just seems that people, when the weather is good, feel better. And when you feel better mentally and emotionally and spiritually, then your body usually responds. Don't you find that to be the case?
I think you're making an advertisement for Florida and Arizona right now.
Or Southern California.
Or Southern California.
One or the other.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Having lived throughout the country, the gray skies, I bless Rochester, New York, but I went there as an undergraduate, but the lack of the sun certainly affects people's attitudes, and down in sunny California and Florida certainly changes the moods of everybody.
We got a lot of listeners in upstate New York. We're on a half a dozen stations in New York State up around the lakes and, well, not quite so
and
far.
I like that area of the world.
Buffalo, man, God love you in the wintertime. Erie, Pennsylvania.
I spent the winter of 1975 in Rochester, New York, and couldn't see the roof of my car.
I spent, what was it? What's the old expression? I spent a winter there one night. 888-553-7536. Phil's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which is a great, not a good, Ken, a great farming area. So that's why I dig Harrisburg and that whole area in Pennsylvania. Phil, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your knowledge, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Phil.
I'm a 56-year-old male, and I'm on some hypertension and cholesterol meds. And they've changed them a little bit. Lately, during the day, I'm so tired that there's times I can barely stay awake during the day. Can there be cumulative effects of taking different ones with the side effect of making you tired?
Absolutely. You know, there are a lot of causes of why people have insomnia. You can have too much stress, anxiety, depression. Doug was just talking about the relationship of your mental state and your physical state. And stress, anxiety, depression definitely can cause insomnia, and you don't get enough sleep. We could talk a whole hour about all the medical complications of inadequate quality sleep. Medications definitely can play a role, Phil, in insomnia. And you mentioned blood pressure. Definitely some of the blood pressure medications can interfere with sleeping. Antidepressants also can. Some of the stimulants and corticosteroids all can interfere with good quality sleep. I hope you're limiting caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol. And I hope you have a nice, comfortable sleeping environment. And it's nice and dark and quiet.
Well, it's kind of the opposite. I'm increasing caffeine to stay awake. So that's not the thing to do, I take it.
Absolutely. What medicines are you on for your blood pressure?
Lorastatin, and then there's amlodipine.
Amlodipine and lorastatin?
Yes.
Okay, well, maybe during the break I'll do a little bit of a check, a little bit of research on those two and see if there's any report of insomnia on those. But are you having any other of the reasons that I mentioned for why you might not be sleeping?
Possibly, because I wake up and it seems like my throat is clogged or my nose is blocked.
Though, you know, there are medical conditions that definitely can get in the way of you sleeping. Lung disease, definitely. You know, it sounds to me maybe you needed to see a lung doctor or an allergist. Check the thyroid. Also, people cough, have those issues over reflux, GE reflux disease. All of that can cause inadequate ability to sleep well. Have you been, I'm afraid to ask, have you started with your primary care doctor to try and do some detective work and hear why you're not sleeping well?
Not yet. This has just started about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, well, let me suggest you do that because you want to eliminate the medical conditions. I don't know if you have any chronic pain, but definitely breathing difficulties. People who, especially guys who wake up and urinate frequently at night, also develop insomnia. But cancer, arthritis, heart failure, reflux disease, and overactive thyroid, just to name a few, Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's. I don't want to turn you into a hypochondriac. I'm sure that you don't have all those, but I'm just trying to help all listeners because insomnia, unfortunately, is so common.
Well, I appreciate it. I didn't think there could be that many causes.
There you go. All right, sir. 888-553-7536. Steve's in Elizabeth, Tennessee, and he has a question about something on his face. Go ahead, Steve. You're on with your friend, Dr. Ken.
Doctor, how are you this morning?
Just fine. How are you?
Pretty good. About 2.5 years ago, I worked for a firm where we went out and picked up donated furniture. And some of the places that we picked up from were rather questionable, but about a week after we picked some stuff up, I developed beginning some boils that came on the cheek, the chin, and the neck.
Sounds like staph infection, skin infection.
Exactly. Like I said, the one on the cheek and the neck cleared up fine. The one on my neck got almost to the size of a quarter. And so the doctor took a culture, and it was staph, and he prescribed Bactrim. And also, I use like a hot wash rag and a compress to kind of bust the pus out of these other ones. But is that common when you handle something that may or not be clean or what have you?
Absolutely. These staph, they're able to survive, you know, at extreme temperatures, even drying. And they can be on surfaces. You don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to be in the hospital. You don't have to be in the military to get these. And I don't know if you have any risk factors for these, if you have a weakened immune system or any problems like that. But contact with these bugs will cause infections. Do you have any medical problems yourself?
Well, I have type 2 diabetes. I'm not sure if that diabetes would be a cause of that or not.
Well, that will weaken your immune system somewhat, or it can just make you susceptible to skin infections. Diabetics, you know, their skin is so sensitive. You probably bruise it a lot easier than most people, and you're going to, unfortunately, not fight these things as well as other people. And that definitely, I think, is a risk factor here.
Well, before that, I had developed on the top of my fingers some very small, look like a white pimple. And when I would bust these things, the only thing that would be in it was a kind of a yellowish water.
You see, you're playing doctor, and it's making me uneasy because every time you do that, you're spreading the bugs all over your body.
Exactly.
And you have to let the doctors do that, you know, when they use the betadine to clean up and kill everything around, and then they'll do it in a very antiseptic way, so it doesn't spread these things all over the place. So if you do that, you're just going to spread this all over yourself.
Well, have you ever heard of that, the little things on the top of the fingers?
Absolutely.
But I haven't had those in about 3 years, so knock on wood.
Well, so is the fix to this, Ken, to use betadine when you're washing that solution that's used mostly in doctor's offices and hospitals? Is that the thing for him to do?
Well, the prevention is washing your hands, keeping wounds covered, keeping personal items personal. And, when you're going through things like this, especially a diabetic or anyone who has any reason for having a compromised immune system, you should be wearing gloves.
But is the betadine a good wash instead of regular soap? That's pretty much
kills everything. Well, if you cut yourself, using the betadine is a good wash. I wouldn't recommend the betadine for regular, everyday use, like your soap.
Right. All right, Steve. Sounds like maybe you've got some things to think about there. Thank you for your call. 888-553-7536. Taking action after Dr. Ken makes his suggestions is probably a pretty good idea. All of these things are from his heart and his mind. You can tell he has a lot of empathy for people, and he does. But there's a certain amount of common sense that's involved in some of these things too, Ken. And sadly, a lot of people don't have a lot of common sense.
I've told you this a few times. I'd be home real early in the day if everyone had good common sense.
Start early and leave early. Ken doesn't do that. He starts early and he leaves late at his office in Florida. 888-553-7536. We're here happy to take your calls, happy to get into the discussions that are important, the medical breakthroughs of the week coming up. But first, let's talk about triglycerides. And let's talk about cholesterol. Triglyceride, first, would you mind taking a moment and explaining the high cholesterol stuff? I think most people understand. But as we talk about cardiol and how it helps reduce triglyceride levels, can you tell us what are triglycerides?
Sure, Doug. The fat molecule, cholesterol. Cholesterol is important. It's actually used in the walls of cells. It's also important as a building block in our sexual hormones. Nobody would be able to have any sexual activity if we didn't have a little bit of cholesterol. Unfortunately, this molecule of fat, it can accumulate and get too high in the blood and then start plaquing up the circulation. This is where it becomes an issue. But this big molecule of cholesterol has different fragments. Most people have heard of the bad cholesterol, the LDL, and I'm going to tell you about some amazing new information this week soon about good cholesterol, HDL. That's another fragment of this molecule. And then the third major fragment of this molecule is triglyceride. This is the foamy part that floats up to the top if you've ever seen your blood.
All right. So in order to deal with these conditions that come about as a result of having too high a triglyceride number or high cholesterol, you've come upon something. We've both actually come upon, I've taken it and actually have found that cardiol works wonders. How is that?
This is a very good product that I'm glad we've discovered, because high cholesterol, it is a serious condition, as you were mentioning, Doug, and it can lead to heart attacks and heart disease, the number one killer of Americans. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. And there's this new all-natural approach from Italy, and it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help you to lower your bad fats in your blood. As we mentioned, these are known as triglycerides. And most users, they report excellent results in just 60 days. I like it because it's safe, it's FDA registered, and Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
So the makers of Cardiol are so confident that you will find this to be extremely exciting. It'll work for you. It'll work for me. It'll work for you. The folks are offering you a free 30-day trial so you can find out for yourself how Cardiol works to lower high cholesterol and high triglycerides. You pay $8.95 shipping and handling. That's it. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial when you order online at cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net. KEN, or you can call them toll free, 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Maybe you'll find it easier because you can look around the website and you can learn some more about Cardiol. So again, if you go to the website, you get this free 30-day trial of Cardiol to work on your high cholesterol levels and high triglycerides. I find it, from what I'm learning about it, Ken, to be a good maintenance product as well. So you get on it, you see what it does, stay there, because there's nothing more important when it comes to fighting heart disease than having the right cholesterol and triglyceride numbers. So again, you get it by going online to cardiol.net/Ken or calling 888-809-6424 for your free trial.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant Larry Kennard, 3rd Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
A lot of people don't know when, in a situation like that, when you get ready to go out on a raid, you actually practice it. I mean, we had two platoons that were going to assault the hill, and another one that was a weapons platoon that would stay behind and provide them protecting fire. So we actually pulled our company out of the line and picked some terrain that was very similar to what we'd be assaulting and practiced for 3 nights before we actually went out on the raid.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
All right, so Ken, one of the items this week that's a big story is how needles can be used and how what you are doing while the needle's stuck in you affects you.
This is a story out of the medical journal Pain. I was wondering, Doug, when you get your lab work collected,
I look
your blood
away.
Drawn?
I don't look at it.
Nor do I.
And
I find that that's a much more comfortable way to do it. And there's a study this week in the medical journal Pain that looked at this. Averting your eyes when you receive a shot really may help reduce the discomfort. Just being distracted.
Don't look, otherwise it hurts. 888-55 Dr. Ken. Hello, we'll be back in a moment.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We got in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Hey, 855-375-3536. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the man in charge. What's this week on the health? I haven't seen the newsletter yet, Ken, so I'm flying blind here. I haven't had a chance to check my email for about 24 hours. So what do we have that people will want to apprise themselves of, courtesy of your work and editing some of these stories every week?
Let me tell you what you have to look forward to. It's the latest news about heart health, information in the medical journals in the last 2 months, things that your doctors are just reading about, and information which you're probably not aware of.
All right. So you'll check that out. If you go to DrKenShow.com, look for the sign-up box. Go to DougStephan.com. Just click on Dr. Ken's picture in the co-host box. You'll go right to where the newsletter is. You can put your email address in. We're not going to sell you anything. This is free. It's just another public service. Ken loves to have people
informed. I get the nicest emails each week from the listeners, and that's what keeps us going and encourages us to do it, the appreciation of the emails.
888-553-7536. Robert's in Anderson, South Carolina. Yes, sir. You're on now with Dr. Ken.
Yes, Dr. Ken, I appreciate your show. I enjoy it very much.
Thank you, Robert.
All right. I'm having problems in the evenings when I go to bed. My blood pressure is rising. The top number mainly is going like when I get up in the mornings, it's like 160, 170, and the bottom number is staying basically in the 80s. But I'm taking a lisinopril before I go to bed and two 0.1 clonidines. And when I get up, it's not every day, but it's like maybe 3 days a week, 4 days a week. And my body's real sensitive, and when it goes up, I just don't feel good when I get up in the morning. But after I take my medication in the mornings, it goes automatically straight back down, stays down all day. And I was just wondering, I have a family physician, whether I need a adjustment on my medication in the nighttime or what should I do. I started walking 2 miles a day, and I'm trying to cut back eating, and I just didn't know whether it's stress or what causes that.
Sure, Robert, a lot of questions there. I hope you're measuring your blood pressure accurately with a home blood pressure, an upper arm device that's been calibrated in the doctor's office to make sure it's accurate. You want to make sure you rest for at least 15 minutes mentally and physically before you take that reading, because you will get an artificially high number. What you're trying to do is measure your baseline number. That's your lowest number when you're fully mentally and physically rested. Usually blood pressure untreated is higher in the morning because of the variation in how the adrenal gland, that's the gland that sits on top of the kidneys, secretes hormones, especially adrenaline, into the system, and it just secretes more in the morning. You're taking your medication in the evening. It peaks in the morning, so you're getting good blood pressure effects in the morning. Clonidine orally is definitely not a 24-hour medication. You know, it maybe works 8 hours, 12 hours at most, and then it's gone in its effect. Lisinopril sometimes is a 24-hour medication, but it is most effective in the first 12 hours. In some people, it doesn't have a full 24-hour effect. So what's happening is you're getting good morning coverage. You're not getting adequate evening coverage, and you may want to take medication twice a day, one in the morning and one in the evening, so that you have a good balanced coverage.
Yes, sir. Well, I take a 90 milligram in the morning of that NIF-dine or whatever you call it, and that really helps a lot, too. But it's just my body must be sensitive because I just don't feel good when I get up in the morning, and my blood pressure is really
You're on three medications, Robert?
Yes, sir. I'm NIF-dine in the morning.
Nifedipine.
Yeah, it's a 90 milligram.
That's a lot. Robert, have you ever had your renal arteries imaged with the CAT scan or the MRA to make sure there's no blockage in the kidney artery?
Well, I have a cardiologist, and he just did a recently test of a CAT scan and numerous tests.
And what did he find out? What did he find out?
He said everything was good to go.
So they looked at your kidney artery, the renal artery?
No.
Okay, well, that should be done. If you're on three medications in your 50s and you're getting still as high in numbers as you're getting, demand that they look at the circulation to the kidney arteries, renal artery. And the CT is angiogram of the renal artery is very accurate.
So that's okay. The advice.
For 7% of hypertensive have that. You could be on 10 medications and the renal artery is blocked to the kidneys. You won't get it down.
All right, sir. 888-553-7536. Coming up, a couple of more medical breakthroughs this week. Interesting, announcement from the Center for Disease Control about Hepatitis Testing Day, Ken. Maybe we ought to reflect on that just a bit. Another hour of your calls to Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health. Iodine.